This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Obviously, the college football playoffs that comes out today, and Heather Dennis knows more about this than any freaking body. I'm trying to see her.
Why does she have a Gonzaga sweatshirt on?
I think she might have went there.
Bias.
Yeah, she might have. She bias again with a Gonzaga sweatshirt.
Anti-Washington bias,
but,
probably.
Like, her rankings, what is that? That's Georgia, Tennessee playing each other again first. Mm-hmm. That's Ohio State and Arizona State. Ohio State going to get an easy ass.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. Whoever ends up with that fifth. Yeah. Seed is going to find themselves with a really nice path.
Yeah.
Because the first game they play will be at home against the 12 seed, which would be Boise State or Arizona State or whatever, some team that they can definitely beat. And then the second game will be against that fourth team. And
that could be BYU. I mean, not BYU. That could be Boise State.
Could be Boise State. Could be, you know, could be the ACC team.
Yeah.
Whoever. But yeah, like that's a whole new rink. I think was it Brett McMurphy brought this up yesterday, was this is now the first time that we're going to talk about path, because we talk about it in the NCAA tournament all the time.
Right.
It's like they got a favorable path.
Yeah.
They got to play near their home campus, or they got to play this team, which was a good matchup,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
Now you're going to have this in the college football playoff where it's like, you know, you might be penalized for being the 2 seed or something like that, or being the 8 seed or whatever it is. Like, it's a whole different wrinkle that we haven't considered before. Still, football to be played before we get there. Obviously, there's rivalry games this weekend, and then there's championship games the weekend after that. I'm interested to see how Indiana is handled tonight. I think they benefit from a couple of things.
Who benefits more from what happened with Alabama? They do. Alabama and Ole
Miss. Well, Tennessee benefits
the Tennessee
most.
Well, Tennessee benefits more because they get back in.
They're,
but I'm talking about
They get bumped up
teams
and
dropping.
Definitely don't have to play in the conference championship.
About them dropping.
Indiana.
But
Indiana,
like,
yeah, they would be if all the teams that were supposed to win last weekend would have won.
Yes, Indiana would be out.
They'd be behind all three of those.
I agree with that. Now, and just like, you know, when we were talking to Mikey, like, I still don't think Indiana is better than a 3-loss Alabama team. But who knows?
I don't know.
Exactly.
You know,
that's why I keep saying, well, who knows?
I don't know.
You know?
Like, I don't think I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I think if Indiana played Alabama, I would pick Alabama to win.
Alabama would be favored.
You know what?
But they take care of business.
Enough with them. Yeah, and a lot of times, too. Like, they scored 3 points
three
the last game they played.
Points.
You know what I mean? So, like, we do this thing where it's like, yeah, Alabama, because they had that great first half against Georgia and they played really well against LSU. And I don't know what that means really, because how good is LSU even? You know what I mean? Like, the benefit of the doubt afforded to some of these teams based just on being Alabama or just on being whoever lasts a long time. Like, I don't know. They don't get it anymore. They scored 3 points against Oklahoma on Saturday.
Yeah.
Indiana could definitely beat them. Like, I don't say that they would, but there's a chance that they could beat them if they played. You know what I mean?
I got you.
It's not like years past where
I wouldn't pick them.
The team, I wouldn't pick them either. But if Indiana beat them, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Oh, no. I know. I don't think the way college football has been this year, nothing surprises me about it.
Yes. But that don't excuse Alabama.
I would never excuse Alabama. I mean? I don't give a damn that Alabama's out.
They're getting this like, well, college football is crazy. Yeah. Alabama also has played bad many times this year.
Yes, you don't have any argument with me from that. I'm just but that goes back to something I said before. It's like brand name, because as much as you want to talk about that, people rather see Alabama than Indiana.
Probably, yeah.
Come on now.
I think you're right.
That's all I'm saying is that people want to, now. Not saying they deserve to be in over Indiana like that. I'm just saying what the consumer wants and what the college football committee wants is that they want the brands more or less than anybody else. Like, we can talk about Arizona State. It's a great story. Nobody wants to see Arizona State get mollywopped against in the damn horseshoe.
No, no one wants to see that. No one wants to see that.
You know what I mean? I mean, obviously, if you're looking at her ranking in the bracket, she got Georgia and Tennessee playing again. But, I mean, it had to change probably.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah. You want to see that? You want to see Penn State, Indiana again? They haven't played yet.
I would love to see that.
SMU going to I don't know. I don't know if they would get destroyed by Nebraska. I mean, by Notre Dame.
I don't know either. Yeah. Again, and there's going to be, that's the other thing about this. Like, there's going to be those games in the first round of this thing that you're like, oh, that's kind of a weird matchup that I'm not that interested in.
Right.
But you'll watch it.
Yeah, of course you're going to watch it. And the thing with SMU is, like, there is not a team of their elk or their caliber who is going to benefit more from the NIL if they keep winning.
Yeah, that's right.
Because them oil billionaire dudes, people, I should say, are waiting to spend their money on that football team. We all know about that money ain't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. It just was passed down to probably sons and grandsons and everything like
that. That's why they were totally fine with not getting a piece of the ACC pie for however many years. Yeah. They're like, sure, I don't care.
We're in the ACC.
We're in the ACC.
Yeah.
That means we get an automatic bid if we win the conference.
Exactly.
So that's what we want.
Yeah.
Because if we get in and then we keep winning, we got all these oil guys
that are waiting.
That cannot wait to dip into that checkbook. They don't even write checks. Whatever.
Wires.
Send us money to get these guys.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. That's why with the way that things are shifting, SMU is going to benefit great in this new landscape.
Yes.
Oregon has been benefiting because of the way that they've leaned into their brand and their money, but they're going to benefit even more from it because Phil Knight's pocketbooks are endless, and he's going to spend every dollar he has to try to win a national championship before he dies. Clock's ticking, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty old.
Yeah, him and Jerry, man. Him and Jerry are in a race to the grave, right? Okay? They are.
Trying to get one before the Grim Reaper. Oregon's a hell of a lot closer to Dallas.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.